Sisters, listen closely. Finding out he's the one can sometimes feel like traveling through a desert of uncertainty. I mean, every time you feel like you've reached an oasis, it ends up being a mirage. As your resident sister and friend, here are 5 common red flags that you need to steer clear away from. First up, if he's asking for your phone number straight off the bat, but not your dad's, well, that's a major red flag waving in your face. Next, if he's hitting you up with texts and calls late at night, you better believe he's not serious, and chances are, he won't respect your boundaries. Watch out for those put-downs disguised as sarcastic banters. You know, the ones that make you the butt of the joke? It's time to show him the door. And oh, if he's more interested in hearing himself talk than listening to what you have to say, girl, that's a sign you need to run in the opposite direction. And let's not forget the classic line, "My ex was crazy." Yeah, right. If he's mouthing his ex left and right, chances are he's the one with the issues. And those are just the obvious red flags. Let's help you uncover what's really hiding underneath the surface with Vibe Check, the ultimate prompt card game for meaningful connections. Crafted with deep respect for Islamic traditions, Vibe Check goes beyond the surface, allowing you to discover the essence of your potential life partner's faith, character, and aspirations. With 8 thoughtfully crafted categories and 135 thought-provoking questions, Vibe Check ensures a comprehensive understanding of your potential spouse, from values and ambitions to personal quirks and preferences. I mean, skip the surface-level discussions and dive straight into what truly matters. Visit our website, www.thedigitalsisterhood.com now, and take the first step towards finding your righteous partner. Your journey to marital bliss begins here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You already know who it is. It's your girl, your friend, your sister Adal, and you're listening to the Digital Sisterhood podcast. Now, this is not an ordinary, regular, scheduled program that we would normally do every Friday, but it really isn't a normal week. It's Eid. By the way, Eid Mubarak, family, TDS gang, Eid Mubarak. May Allah accept your siyams, your qiyams, your sadaqah, and everything in between. Allahumma ameen. So since this week is a very special week for us, we thought, you know what? I think it's time that we hear from our listeners this week, right? Let me hear what everybody is saying, inshallah, whether that's a good word, a reflection from our previous podcast, or even maybe a post-Ramadan reminder. So I'm going to talk less and have you guys have a listen. I've already heard a few of them, and they're already, they hit the spot, subhanAllah. So I know you guys are going to enjoy, inshallah. So let me talk less and have a listen.
Assalamu alaikum. I am listening in from Ottawa, Ontario, and I just wanted to say Jazakumallahu khairan to the admin who have made this platform for us. This podcast has brought us together and created a sisterhood in a time where everybody is not feeling so good or is feeling down on themselves or is dealing with the effects of this pandemic. So this is a great safe space, and I'm very grateful for it. I also wanted to say Eid Mubarak, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our fasts and our good deeds, and may He reunite us in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast even after the month of Ramadan, because the Lord of Ramadan is also the Lord of all of the other months of the year, and Allah has shown us what we are capable of during this month, the amount of ibadah that we can do on a day-to-day basis, and I pray that Allah keeps us steadfast on this path, and may He allow us to see the next Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, bi'idhnillahi kareem. Making so much du'a for all of my sisters across the world. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies. I hope you're all doing well. This is Amira joining you from, or listening to you guys from Sweden. So I am beyond happy and beyond blessed. Alhamdulillah, I've come across your podcast. I've listened to all 4 episodes. I've been crying, I've been laughing, I've literally felt like a roller coaster of emotions just listening to your episodes. And adhar wallahi, it feels like I have known you forever. Literally, that's how it feels like. You're kind of like the sister I never had, but that I now have, at least in my ears, every time that I listen to your episodes. You guys are doing an amazing job. And as somebody who struggled with finding good sisters that I can, you know, stay friends with over a period of time, I feel like I have found at least a digital sisterhood. And the episode that I love the most at the moment is the one with Lena Ahmed. Oh, only Allah knows that I really needed that episode and I really needed to hear those words. And as a matter of fact, I have actually purchased her book, Beauty Fi Sabilillah. I pray I'm not saying it wrong, but I have and I love it. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you, all of you, all the khair in this world and the hereafter. May all the khair that you do weigh heavy on your scale of good deeds. And just please keep on, you know, producing amazing episodes. I think I can speak for all of your listeners when I say that this podcast is definitely needed. So yeah, jazakumullah khair. And this is Amira listening to you guys from Sweden. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Hannah and I'm a listener from Toronto, Canada. The message that I have for my dear fellow sisters is something that I've gained a better awareness of during this blessed month. One is to never underestimate the power of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two is the strength of the Muslim ummah. There are so many difficulties that we may personally be going through and seeing other people go through, and it's devastating, emotional, disturbing, and very sad. One thing that has kept me strong is by remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, the ever-seeing, and he's also as-sami', the ever-hearing, knowing that he sees and hears everything. The best thing that we can do during these difficult situations that affect us and others around us is to make a lot of dua. And the onset of making dua is so familiar to us right now that we've gone through this blessed month of Ramadan. And so we need to keep dua frequent in our lives, inshallah. Now, the beauty of the Muslim Ummah presents itself during times when we come together to support the difficulties of Muslims. Like through the collective and collaborative efforts of collecting funds for a mosque that is in urgent need, or sharing information about a country of people being oppressed, or even through the collective donations for people in third world countries. And there are so many other examples of how we as Muslims support each other. Allah is a witness to our efforts. We become rewarded for our efforts through our sincerity, gratitude, and dedication to help others. We may be going through so many personal issues, but helping others is also very rewarding. For surely the believer also feels the pain of his or her fellow brother and sisters in Islam. So dua and being supportive of each other is key, and two fruitful, valuable lessons that I learned. And this cannot be done without the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in taqwa and Iman. May he reward us for our efforts, and may he also aid and support those in difficult situations. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Sosan and I am a listener from Abu Dhabi, which is in the United Arab Emirates. And I am such a fan of this podcast, alhamdulillah. Message I want to give to everybody is, number one, I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I truly hope and pray that the Digital Sisterhood podcast becomes a movement and becomes a platform that connects all sisters through all walks of life, and becomes a continuous reminder as we're listening to it to come closer to Allah. And I pray that this becomes a weight on you guys' mizan, from everybody, from, you know, adhar all the way to the hosts and the speakers and the people behind the scenes. We love you. We love what you guys are doing, and keep doing it. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know, there's something called the post-Ramadan blues, and it very much hits like the night of Eid. And it hit me pretty early, but you know, like, you just miss Ramadan so much. You miss going to the prayers and the fast and just celebrating with family or friends, and also being grateful for everything we have, especially right now with the pandemic. And we just have been, like, it hasn't been the same before. This Ramadan has not been the same as it was last year or the other year before. But alhamdulillah, we got through this one, and just reflecting on the progress that I made. My one goal was to read my Quran and being able to pray at the masjid. That was just my sole focus, you know, being busy with school and work, not having as much time, and just feeling guilty for not being able to do as much Quran. This has helped me immensely, you know, like, and inshallah, we get to reach the next Eid, the next Ramadan, healthy and safe. May Allah accept all of our du'as, fasts, and prayers this Ramadan. And yeah, Eid Mubarak, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's Chanel. Eid Mubarak to everybody. I hope that your Ramadan was fruitful. Taqabbalallahu amina wa minkum. It's our second Ramadan in a pandemic, subhanAllah. It's been crazy. But inshallah, people still found it to be beneficial, even though not everybody could attend Tarawih and Iftar at the masjid and be amongst the community. But alhamdulillah. So my short reminder, I don't have a whole lot to say. I guess the reminder that I have firstly goes to myself, and it is to pay attention to the good deeds that suddenly become a little more difficult outside of Ramadan, and pay attention to the evil deeds that suddenly become a little easier outside of Ramadan, because Shaitan is back. And it is interesting to pay attention to what Shaitan thinks is beneficial to you and your deen, and how he tries to derail us from that. So may Allah preserve us in the good deeds that we picked up during Ramadan and that we were steadfast in Ramadan. And may Allah help us and aid us to be consistent in them outside of Ramadan. Ameen. And may Allah protect us and guide us away from the evil deeds that we stayed clear of during Ramadan. And may He preserve us in staying away from those things. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Zainab. I am listening from Minnesota, the state of all Somalis. I just wanted to say, a reflection that I want to share with my sisters is that we're all going through our own challenges in life, our own struggles in life. And in those moments, for us to remember that Allah does not burden the soul more than it could bear, could most definitely and will most definitely help us in the long run. Especially that's what helped me to move forward in life, is that I know that Allah will not burden me more than I could bear, and I know that Allah has a greater plan for me, and whatever happens to a mu'min, to a believer, is good for them. So being optimistic, being positive, is what really changed my perspective, my point of view in this life. And I was saying before that I kind of thought I had like a negative perspective on everything, and when I changed that and I started to be more positive, more optimistic, alhamdulillah, life has gotten easier. And not just that, me coping with anxiety has even gotten easier for me, alhamdulillah. And so the deen has helped, and a bunch of podcasts that I listen to has helped me, and most and foremost the Digital Sisterhood podcast, and that's not Rabbul Alameen. So may Allah bless all of you. May Allah keep you guys blessed and protected. And Jazakallah khairan, honestly, for this podcast and for this platform that you have provided for all of us. It means a lot, wallahi. And yeah, I love you guys for the sake of Allah, and take care.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Sumaya, and I'm a sister from the States, specifically Minnesota. a message I'd like to share with you all regarding a reflection from one of my favorite ayat in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says في سورة عمران بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who remember Allah while standing, sitting, and lying on their side, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they give their thoughts to فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they think and they ponder and they reflect and they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقَتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, our Lord, you did not create this world, this universe and everything around them. You did not create this aimlessly. سُبْحَانَكَ, exalted you are, our Lord. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, protect us from the punishment of the fire. Subhanallah al-Azim, when you think about the beginning of this ayah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, they remember Allah while they're standing, while they're sitting, while they're laying on their side. These are typically in every instances of one's day-to-day life. While they're standing, they're remembering Allah. While they're sitting, they're remembering Allah. While they're getting ready to sleep, they are remembering Allah. And when they wake up, they're still lying down. They remember Allah. Subhanallah, when you are conscious of Allah to such a level, you remember every adhkar you possibly can. Everything small from Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم, to even a long ones like سيد الاستغفار, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت, خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت, أبو أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت, أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. سبحان الله, you go day to day, evening to morning, morning to evening, on a cycle in which remembering Allah is normal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says في سورة العدل, الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله, أنا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. سبحان الله, Allah says, those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, أنا بذكر الله, unquestionably, without a doubt, لا شك, بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. If you continue your day-to-day life with the remembrance of Allah, subhanallah al-azim, you have excelled in life. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you are. He's closer to you than your own jugular vein. Allah also says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. To gain such consciousness of Allah to the point where you are making dua like the prophets. Everything from Adam عليه السلام when he says ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. To Yunus عليه السلام when he says لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. To Musa عليه السلام when he says ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Subhanallah al-Azim, it's one of the greatest things I truly think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us with as a reminder through our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember Allah in every single situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, and I'll make this the last reflection. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. فاذكروني, so remember me. أذكركم, I will remember you. واشكروني, and be grateful to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and do not be ungrateful. That's all the reflection I have for tonight. Alhamdulillah. I myself have learned a lot, and I hope that many of us can use the dua that's in the Quran as a reminder to become more cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that His creation surround us as well. Jazakumullahu khairan, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister Rihanna speaking from Australia. Inshallah, that today, the reflection that I chose to speak upon is Islamic inspirational women to have as role models. And the topic, the reason why I chose this topic was because I believe it relates a lot to the digital sisterhood platform, because I feel like being someone that's been listening to the past podcast, I feel like this platform really enhances sisterhood and it's there to kind of inspire one another. So inshallah, that's why I chose to do this reflection topic. The Islamic inspirational woman that I have chose is Khadija radiallahu anhu. Now Khadija radiallahu anhu, the Prophet, peace be upon him, statement for her was, she believed in me when no one else did. She was a woman that Angel Jibril came down to and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes his lands and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you a house in Jannah. Now, Khadija radiallahu anhu was a powerful woman. She did not follow any trends or run after everything society was running after. She solely focused on being the best Muslim woman. She didn't need to prove to anyone how much of a good person she is. She kept that between her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was a woman who had control over her character, her emotions. She knew how to deal with people. Not controlling your emotions makes everything hard and it can come in between your ibadah. So you need to let not that get to you. Khadija radiallahu anha was an amazing businesswoman, but she also focused on other things, such as being an amazing wife, helping the community. Now Khadija radiallahu anha, a lot of people took advantage of her, but she did not let that get to her. She wasn't depressive. This is taking control of your thoughts, and when you can take control of your thoughts, this handles your emotions. Now, we learned from Khadija radiallahu anha that women can hold powerful positions. Islam allowed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her his salam. She did everything at once. She prioritized her business, her marriage, her community. Khadija radiallahu anhu had that balance. Being steadfast and strengthening in what we believe in, even if we live in a society that tells us what we believe is wrong or unnecessary or it's over the top, you have to have that strength and iman and be steadfast. She had so many people doubt her, but she did not cave in. Now, you may ask, how come Khadija radiallahu anhu did not cave in? Because she learned what she believed in. She learned about Islam. Now, sisters, knowledge is powerful. Khadija radiallahu anhu was always a better person. When it comes to situations in life, sisters, we always ask ourselves, why can't it be the other person first? Like, why can't they apologize first? But one of our role models Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to us, one of our role models in Islam, had this trait. She was always a better person, no matter which situation it was, because she solely focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she had tawakkul. Now, for those who don't know what tawakkul means like having complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, from Khadija Allah anhu, we can learn there's a lot of lessons that can be learned. One is that we should always go to people of knowledge for advice and learn from their experience. For example, Khadija Allah anhu, listen to her story, have a reflection about it, and learn from her experience and how she handled the situation and how she became one of the people that believed in Prophet when no one did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passed his salam and he promised her house in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his genres to follow, inspiration from Islam that teach us in every aspect of our life, sisters. Every aspect. Just go back and learn the deen and follow these steps, sisters. And let's take these inspirational women in Islam as genres. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us always. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muna Muhammad and I am recording this message from Minneapolis, Minnesota. A message and reflection that I wanted to share with all my sisters is to trust in the qadr of Allah and take it easy when it comes to thinking about your future, because there is no one who has the better interest at heart for you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more so than your mother who loves you the most in this world. As somebody who has struggled with anxiety and depression, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr and that everything will be okay has helped me immensely, and I hope you are able to take something from this and remember that the future is written and it will work out in the best way possible for you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Saad and I'm listening in from Toronto, Canada. I just have a quick message for my sisters in Islam who are beginning to practice the deen and feel like sometimes they're on a lonely road and they feel like they don't have the best support system or the best of companions because they're on a different path as them. I just want to let you know that you are not alone. Allah is with you every step of the way, and do not underestimate the power of dua. Do not underestimate it. May Allah make it easy for you. May Allah keep you steadfast upon the deen. And may He answer all of your prayers. Ameen.
Subhanallah. I could have never in my wildest dreams or imagination would imagine that the podcast would reach this far. SubhanAllah, it's just, it's crazy to me. It's so daunting. SubhanAllah, it's so daunting. My God, like, I'm in awe. I'm in genuine awe. JazakAllah khair for everyone that participated. that send their audios. Jazakallah khair for everyone that listens, that shares, that cares, that sends beautiful messages. Jazakallah khair to all of you guys. I love you all for zikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I hope that this year you see all of the du'as that you've made this Ramadan manifested right in front of you. I hope all of your wildest dreams come true. This episode is brought to you by Beautiful Life Studios, produced by our producer extraordinaire, Mona Sheikh Umar. Jazakallah khair, Mona, for this beautiful episode. I'll see you guys next Friday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I feel like it'll be a disservice to the sisterhood if we don't say this. تقبل الله منا ومنكم عيد مبارك علينا وعليكم.